KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:08, we have light rain, and it's currently 60 degrees. We look for the showers to be ending this morning. Become partly cloudy today, a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Governor Kim Reynolds has set aside $60 million in federal aid for eligible Iowa cities and $40 million for counties to cover pandemic-related expenses.
These funds can be used to reimburse for expenditures such as COVID-19 medical supplies and equipment, PPE, sanitizing projects, products, testing supplies, and ventilators. Other COVID-19 expenses such as payroll cost for public health and public safety personnel, emergency staffing, and overtime medical transportation.
An additional $25 million in federal funds will be available for local governments to use as matching money for FEMA grants. Storm Lake Mayor Mike Porsche said city officials have to deal with reduced tax revenue during the current budgeting year.
I think I can not only speak for Storm Lake, but from every city and county in the state, this is going to be much appreciated. As we go through our budgets here in this fiscal year, we'll be having reduced funding due to the reduction of sales tax and the reduction of hotel motel taxes. Mm-hmm.
Porsche and Clay County Supervisor Berlin Matthews joined Reynolds at her news conference yesterday. Matthews is president of the Iowa State Association of Counties, or ISAC, and he says the pandemic has had a significant impact on county budgets.
County budgets really are bare bones budgets for necessities.
Matthews said a survey conducted by ISAC suggests county supervisors will have to find a way to cover tens of millions of dollars in pandemic-related expenses, so those federal funds are welcome. For example, Matthews said Clay County had to spend over $20,000 just to reopen county-owned buildings that were closed to the public this past spring. The University of Iowa is telling students they will not be required to be tested for COVID-19 before moving into residence halls. Information released from the schools is testing may provide some comfort for families, but it is not recommended by the CDC and only provides data for a specific point in time. The school says testing can miss cases in early stages of infection, giving students a false sense of security, and also requires significant resources to conduct. U of I says it's instead focusing on modifying classrooms and facilities to promote social distancing, providing and mandating cloth face coverings, and conducting enhanced cleaning and disinfection. A spokesman for the University of Iowa says, or rather Iowa State University, says they are requiring coronavirus tests of students as one part of their strategy to mandate the manage the virus on campus, while the University of Northern Iowa is not requiring tests as students move in. New data from the federal government show a segment of Iowa nursing homes still are struggling to acquire personal protective equipment for staff. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Nursing homes were required to file a report with the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services about PPE stockpiles. The data from Iowa's 434 nursing homes shows 15% have less than a week's supply of surgical masks. 26% lack a week's supply of the N95 masks, which provide a higher level of protection. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And smaller percentages of nursing homes in the six states that surround Iowa reported having less than a week's worth of face masks on hand for their employees. Well, the members of the Walnut City Council will meet during a regular session this evening at, Thursday evening at 5 o'clock at the Walnut Community Center. You can also join electronically. There's a link to that in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. One of the matters on their agenda is information from Donna Dostal with regard to the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation, discussion pertaining to the Walnut Community and Fitness Center, including junior high and little league practices, discussion also about the sesquicentennial celebration, fire department matters, and a fiscal year 2020 budget amendment. That'll be followed by the acting on a motion to amend the fiscal year 2020-21 budget by $62,000 in the sewer fund, with a public hearing on the matter set for September 3rd. And the Walnut City Council tomorrow evening will also hold zoning discussion, including the possible appointment of a zoning administrator, new permit building our building permit applications, and a demolition permit fee. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests at around 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday. 57-year-old David Joseph Tyndall of Creston was arrested following a traffic stop. Tyndall was charged with driving while barred and later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Late Monday morning, 34-year-old Anthony Charles Wasson of Van Meter was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. He was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a violation of probation charge. Wasson was being held on a $1,000 bond. News was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.